Eric's putting Sierra Nevadas under a microscope that he bought off of Amazon.
That's my first DreamWorks movie that I'm starring in.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
My mustache is getting really long on the sides here.
Can we get a close-up?
And I'm sort of hating it. I'd like to trim it down.
What would it take for you to twirl that shit and be one of them twirly mustache guys?
My own bespoke, whatever, cafe, bookstore, leather bookstore.
Leather-bound books only.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow, okay, so we have two amazing, something very interesting happened this morning. We all come in with a million ideas for these episodes, and Jack and I both had awesome ideas.
And we supported each other immediately upon hearing it.
Right. Right. What was your idea, Jack?
My idea was, say with me, teamwork.
Teamwork. And
Eric, your idea, I don't even know how you came up with this.
Wait. Maybe because of it. Maybe this is how I came up with it. Oops.
That's right. You guessed it. It's coffee. Yep. Today we're talking about teamwork.
Teamwork and coffee. The interconnectivity. Wow. Wait, what was the sentence? The interconnectivity. What is it?
Of teamwork and coffee.
The interconnectivity of teamwork and coffee.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The notion
of
the weaving of a concept and a physical object. Wow. I can feel that the joy, the rhythms of joy are beating intensely within our hearts and minds this morning.
There's no question about that. Well, here's the fucking deal, dude, is we do crazy concepts. We've talked about time, different years. We've talked about food and all type of machines, cars, and computers. But we've never connected. We've never connected two
That's
things
right.
like that on yeah, purpose. Yeah. And so now I feel like we've opened the door to a whole new level of this show. Well, where that's, you know, that's what a genius can do, right? Is connect two disconnected concepts quite easily.
That's what Trump
does. That's also creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Trump calls it, what's he call it? Weaving? What's he call it?
Yeah, weaving.
He had a word. No, he's got a recent word for the way that he speaks, where he goes off on a tangent and then he has the brain capacity to bring it right straight back into the
right
to the point.
Right.
So get ready. Teamwork makes the dream work, and coffee work makes the cream work.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now I said it.
So, Jack, you just hit the the piano key that just there. Do we? So this is a monumental episode already. There's many things going on that have not previously been done before.
Wow.
Nate, because you're saying something poignant, right? So, yeah, just say something poignant and watch how much better it feels.
Well, I think that in this world, we need teamwork because we're so individualistic. And, why? You came in so late.
I thought I came in early.
Here, try this, Deck. I have some. Nate and I tried the chicken Big Mac last night.
All right. So that kind of sends us
to sound elements. For these sound Nate? Elements, just audio wise? My audio is not coming through the Zoom.
Yeah, I don't know. I've started rolling separately on GarageBand because and I'm afraid
Did
to like
you really?
Lean, yeah, but I'm afraid to lean into this because I'm not confident that the audience will have been able to hear what I just played.
Damn. All right. Well, that's
well,
if okay.
You didn't, let's move that on. Let's is, move on.
That was one of the it's most conceptual. Beautiful, melodical, and you got. If you didn't just know that Jack has amazing skills outside of podcasting, that
yeah,
musically.
I'm being texted.
So let's start piecing this together. Let's not try to dive in too quick, or else we're gonna drown. You see what I'm saying? Let's dip our toe into the water of these concepts. Coffee. Let's start with there. It's easy. I like all type of coffee. I like it black. I like it cold brewed. I like it espresso over iced. I like it with cream. I even like it with a bit of flavor from time to time.
What do you think
Thank
about?
You for
I like that. No, I like that.
I like
I
this.
Like
I like milk. I like all the milk too.
I don't care
if it's regular cow milk or if it's nut milk. All milk is all good to me. Slight taste difference. Give you that, but all good to me. Some of them they curdle up in it. You know, when you get a coffee and the milk starts gives you that free crunchy stuff up top. Life hack, free cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then
I
what's funny is
that. I do.
My shirt plus Eric's shirt equals Nate's shirt color wise.
We are going with solid color. Oh, you got a graphic on there, Jack. Never mind.
Solid colors on the graphic.
By the way, we have this is a major announcement. We are talking about. Making merch.
Joy Tactics.
This is something that's being discussed right now.
It's being discussed. You don't understand how major this is right now because we don't do anything, and we're literally like talking about it, and you know it's major. This is major.
There's designs going around, is what actually makes it feel very real.
Yeah. It's us three sending designs back and forth. This truly is the most busted fucking operation on the planet.
I asked Nate, I was like, would you mind whipping up just like a font if it was like a shirt that said tactician on it or something? Would you just like whip up like a Nate style graphic? And then like a day later, I bugged you about it, and then you sent me back truly like an out of focus Microsoft Paint, like one color. You could have done that,
dude.
In one second.
I'm not kidding you though. I think it looks fucking sick.
I do too. This is the thing is this is what I'm saying, dude. I am the.
Should I spoil
I think
it?
I've said this before. You can. I am the untrained artist, okay? So I am not, when I get into the Photoshop, when I get into my design thinking, creative sketching, I am unbounded by every rule and everything they tell you not to do. I don't even know. People say break the rules. That's how great artists make great art. I don't even know the rules.
Wow.
So imagine that. Imagine that when a bitch gets in Photoshop and doesn't even know the rules. So that's
you're
called
accidentally
outsider.
you're stumbling into the Fibonacci sequence.
Yeah.
That's the title outsider, of your book.
It's called outsider art is what they refer to it as. It's when outsiders end up making something very masterful without even knowing the parameters of which within the master artists function within society.
You got that from your community college art history classes you're taking online right now.
That's something you're thinking, that's funny, right?
Community college, right?
Wait till I open my own Venice guided tours business where I go to Venice and make over $60,000 a year trying to guide people around Jean the Martin. And
which
sculpture.
Venice? Which Venice?
Which one do you think, man?
Venice
Eric,
Beach.
Can you get
Tony
an
Hawk?
MBA? An MBA as a bit, as a joke?
I should just to prank you guys.
Become What's amazing that? At business as a prank.
So I had a question this morning about coffee, if I could get your opinion on it.
Yeah, no, go for
it. I was looking at coffee on a menu, and the coffee was, whatever, $4, and then the cold brew was like $5.50. What the hell? Now, is there a difference between cold brew and iced coffee?
Yes, there is. And what? Let me guide you through this process. Iced coffee, right? That's usually brewed in normal style. It's dripped down, hot dripped,
water.
Bloop, into a basin, right? Using hot water. The hot water pulls the caffeine and the flavor out of the coffee grinds and drips into a container. Now, cold brew is slightly different. That's when you put cold water into those coffee grinds and let that shit sit for a much longer time. And it actually, cold water infuses with the coffee grinds and drips slowly, but it's a much slower process.
It's marinated.
It's marinated. And in that process, much more caffeine actually gets sucked from the beans. So, and you get
more
a much
caffeine.
More richer taste. Sometimes more caffeine up in the cold brew,
so
from what I've seen.
Why is it so much more, I guess, is my real main question.
I think because it's more time. You could put together a pot of fucking hot coffee in, you know, 15 minutes flat if you have one of those big things. A cold brew, that's more time intensive, and you got to count the labor as well, which is something I always factor into price when I take a look at it.
I don't believe in labor.
Me neither, man. Let's fucking stop it now.
So that's coffee. I mean
that's here. Let's go through this.
Yeah.
Red flag coffee orders.
Let's go.
What is a coffee order that if you see a friend getting that shit, you say, "We're not hanging out anymore, dude."
I would say it's one over. That is calorically equal to a meal. If your drink is equal to that of the caloric density of a meal, nah.
Wow.
That's
so
a waste.
You're coming for the brown sugar venti frappuccino.
You hate fat people. Milky.
That's what it sounds like.
Nate. Yo, I didn't.
I'll just say it, man. Nobody's been willing to say it. It's been almost that comment has been on every one of our fucking videos, and I'm not afraid anymore to speak on it.
It's getting
you hate
distracting
them
because
you ain't them.
Mm-hmm. Anymore.
You're jealous. Anymore. Nah, Nate doesn't have the capacity for hate. He's too.
No, he's too focused on comedy. Right.
That's right.
Right.
I hate people for about 5 seconds, but then it inspires me to put their point of view into a character,
more.
And then all of a sudden, I'm grateful that I had that experience.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yo, here's a coffee order that gives me a little bit of a red flag. Are you ready for this? And this might ruffle some feathers, which I'm ready to do at this point because I'm not a people
careful.
Pleaser anymore.
Be careful.
Iced matcha.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Especially if you go to a little ass coffee shop. You know what I mean? There's one person working there and there's a line down the block to get a drink. If you say, "Give me an iced matcha," they have to take that little wooden whisk. They got to put it in that little wooden bowl. It's very labor intensive. You see what I'm saying? It's almost rude.
Yeah.
Hey, I can see what you're talking about here.
Thanks for actively listening.
Yeah.
You want that drink. Who is a person that would get that type of drink?
In terms of celebrities?
Jared
Leto.
Just anyone.
That's a Leto drink.
Oh, that's Jared Leto's ass.
You know
drink.
Who,
have a kid,
who
by the
this
way.
Drink
sorry.
Is, who I know for a fact.
Who?
Makes this drink and has this drink a lot. Travis Barker.
He gets matcha?
Yeah.
Because he
really?
Comes into Jane's place of business.
He's no, I just saw some video of him and he makes matcha every day himself. So I don't know, but I'd imagine that
If you're putting the labor on yourself, then that's actually extreme respect. And if he's taking Japanese practices and doing them honorably in his house every morning, then that's ultimate respect.
And Chinese as well. Don't forget about how they do matcha. And by the way,
I don't know
if you have
that.
A certain amount of followers and a certain amount of money, you could do whatever you want. I'll be cool with it. So I just want to factor that in too. So
I do want to say this. If you're ever feeling naughty and you want to try something out, get something called the military latte if there's not a lime behind you at the coffee shop. That's actually matcha plus espresso plus milk plus a little syrup if you like it like that. And see if it don't help a little bit with becoming awake.
What the hell? What the hell does that drink have to do with the fucking military?
Because it's brown and green. It's camo style.
Oh.
Oh. The national color-wise. Leaves.
Mm-hmm, brown and green.
Because to me, military-style coffee is just hot, black.
Water.
Chock full of nuts. The cheapest tin of coffee you can possibly have, made out of a Mr. Coffee with 6 cups in it. The cheapest plastic coffee maker.
No, you
want to
do it
Amazon.
Right. That's the military style, but when you're ready to go Black Ops, Navy SEAL style coffee, what you do is you fucking get your razor blade, you get one fucking coffee espresso bean, put that shit up on the glass table, chop that shit up like cocaine. Snort that shit, and then get the neti pot with the boiling water, and let that shit just drip. Let that drip down your throat. You are the pot.
Wow.
You don't need that.
Oh,
see what I'm saying?
Wow, man.
That's the black op drip coffee.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. That would probably hit different.
Snorting a bean.
Because if you snort the shards of the coffee will cut your nose up to let it get in your bloodstream quicker.
Oh yeah. Shit. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys ever used doors and spit on that thing?
Have you guys ever used a neti pot when the water was too hot? That shit fucking hurts.
No, I
haven't.
That
is torturous.
I've never netted.
Oh, really?
I've done the ear
come
neti.
Come over and neti sometime. Neti with the fellas.
Yeah, come over and let's all neti with the same.
Oh, you guys want to do neti? Let's do neti and let's schedule about 200 threads. You know what I'm talking about?
Instagram threads?
Yeah.
In silence.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds
threads
fucking good.
Threads and Vimeo.
Threads and Vimeo style night plus popcorn.
Let me get
beer.
The Eli Manning jersey that says Threads / Vimeo collab on the back.
Mm-hmm. Man.
So now we've dissected coffee. Oh, sorry.
Yes. Well, yes. We'll get into teamwork, but just real quick, I just want to know, Eric, last night we had the chicken Big Mac.
Okay. Yeah.
First off, what was your review of that?
That shit, I'm not kidding you. I was nervous it would be dry. I was nervous like, damn, this is a lot of bread and fried chicken. But as it turned out, it was a 10 out of 10. It was a 9 out of 10, I would say.
I would agree.
I'm saving 10 out of 10 for when I go to heaven, because that's how all the food's going to taste up there. But in terms of earthly foods, that's a 9 out of 10. All right.
Wow. You know what? Food reviewers, when they go to heaven and everything's 10 out of 10, they're not going to have so much fun anymore.
No, right. They lose all their power.
Your opinions don't mean shit when God is the designer. Now,
that's true.
What I'm saying is, atheists are fucking lucky that I was not born in a highly religious community, because this thing could have been a weapon for truth, for God's truth. Now, what I want to say is, they doubted me. They fucking doubted me and made fun of me. God damn if I wasn't made fun of for the chicken Big Mac. Eric, were you with me about a year ago, maybe more, when we got McDonald's drive-thru? I said, let me get a chicken Big Mac. And they said, what the fuck is that? That doesn't exist. And I said, what do you mean? Just can I get one? And they said, all right. And they gave me a chicken. Basically, they gave me a chicken sandwich with Big Mac sauce and an extra piece of bread and lettuce on the bottom instead of two chicken cutlet things.
Yeah, right.
It was just double breaded.
I do
but
remember that.
I just want people to take notice, man.
So wait, that was an off menu item that you could order that people knew about?
No.
Oh,
very few people. People were beginning to invent it.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
Visionaries are often ridiculed at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? and you experienced this, which is good because this was a practice trial for the, your type of ideas. Like, this was almost nothing compared to what's coming next.
Trust me.
You're hitting Burger King next. You're hitting fucking...
Oh, trust me. Potbelly.
Different places.
Quiznos. There are certain Quiznos. Nobody knows where the Quiznos's are except for me. Those things are all closed, right? They went bankrupt, robbed, right?
There's one on the Jersey Turnpike, right?
There's one on the Jersey Turnpike, and guess what? There's one at the BWI, Baltimore Washington International Airport.
Terminal C. A Quiznos?
We should buy a Quiznos, man, franchise, and just re-breathe life into that franchise.
Dude.
Everyone's familiar with it, right? Everyone knows about it.
It's free. It's free money. It's the next Quiznos that really gets up and running, and the next TikToker that goes and tweets about it. Trust me, that place is going to be flooded more than China in the great floods of the early 1000s.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's, you didn't have to explain. I got that immediately. I feel like, here's the fucking deal, dude. This is what no one understands. We need to be catering to more base instincts. Because Taco Bell Cantina, what does that have?
Liquor.
Liquor, right? Interesting. Chipotle, what does that have?
Great vibes.
Liquor.
Great art style.
They have beer. But no one goes in there and drinks beer, right? If you had dollar beer night or $2 beer nights at a Quiznos free ass beer, and you make that shit popping, and you turn those into just disgusting, you know, like.
And where are those rats at? Because the rats were so popular. Let's see them now. They're probably a little older. They've probably got kids. This is disgusting that it's not. It's so disgusting that this isn't being capitalized on. Because isn't it odd? Didn't everybody like Quiznos more than Subway? I was a hater back in the day. I was a Subway man. But, yeah, I just regret that.
I remember thinking Quiznos was like hella fancy because my dad was always like, no, we can't go. Like, I thought it was like, because the sandwiches were hot.
Toasted.
I thought they were more expensive.
I thought that about Potbelly. I was like, wow.
Fancy.
Yeah, this is like the most art. I thought the Potbellies in Columbus, Ohio downtown was the only Potbellies in the world in high school. And I was like, wow. It was like truly like the Michael Scott, like Sbarro going to Sbarro Pizza in New York moment.
Michael.
What was I going to say? Oh, Potbelly leaves you with a certain... I used to eat Potbelly a lot in downtown Chicago when I worked at Grubhub.
Yeah.
And it has a very certain smell that sticks on you because they're toasting the bread there too. And I just remember like feeling so depressed at that job and eating Potbelly and come back and you could still smell the bread on your shirt. Those were low moments where it's only 2 o'clock. You got about 3-4 hours left to work and you want to die.
What shows were you watching the most when you were like half working and half watching like TV all day?
I watched every Star Trek. I watched all of them. And mostly
all
Star Trek. I watched so much Star Trek. Yeah. Well, not all of them. No, I
that's the truth comes out. How little it takes.
No, I need to watch the original series, which is something I've already talked about.
And then watch them in Spanish. Watch the Spanish dub because the emotion is different coming from a different voice actor.
Oh, that's for certain. That is for certain.
Star Trek El Proximo Generation. You didn't know that I knew the code, the South American code.
No, I didn't. I didn't know you knew it like that.
Don't tell anybody.
So, all right. Here's what's interesting, because I think something natural has happened, right? We've all been drinking coffee, right? We all woke up pretty recently. We're a little bit tired. So the coffee has helped us. And now let me try to put it together for you guys. What are we doing right now?
Podcast. What is a podcast? Joy Tactics. Oh, what is it?
I mean, but try to put it together, dude.
Eric, I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not
man?
For certain, but I think
take a swing.
I think I might.
You want all three of us to DM Cameron Diaz at the same time. She cannot deny that.
She can't ignore that. Yeah.
Why aren't there rules like that in society? Fuck, I have to respond.
three dudes hit on me at the same time in like a song and dance, you must respond. You must acquiesce.
I think if three dudes come up to you with a rehearsed and written custom song about how much they like you and how beautiful they think you are, mm-hmm. you gotta give them at least like a couple minutes of your time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You gotta get one apple cider donut with them and a diet coke.
Especially if it's all kind of like 1920s, like striped shirt style. What is that called? Where they got the cane?
Oh, like barbershop quartet.
Barbershop quartet style.
Tortet.
The barbershop tourquet.
But what I think you were hinting at, Eric, was... The barbershop
twerket?
Twerking?
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
But, yeah, I think you were hinting at teamwork. Am I wrong?
Yep.
Yep.
Coffee. That's what's so interesting, man. That is what... I've been putting something together this whole episode that I'm... Wow. That I think is going to resonate pretty hard. You have to basically put your oxygen mask on. Right? The plane's going down. You got to put your oxygen mask on first before you help others, right? You got to take care of yourself first in a time of crisis or in a time of... No. You do. Listen, trust me. I've been in that situation many times. You want to do that.
Well, what I do is I just take a big fat-ass breath right when I know the mask come down. I go like this. That's a cheat code.
Yeah, right. No, if that's a real hero. Cheat code. Basically, I think coffee is oxygen, right? And that's actually what it can help you be a better team player. You see what I'm saying? When you initiate into teamwork.
I for real didn't get it for a second, but I do get it.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Does that coffee. Make sense?
So you're saying before you pour other people coffee, pour yourself right. Yeah, it does make sense.
Because when you enter into a teamwork environment, you want to come as your best self. You don't want to lean on others and use others as a crutch. Right. Okay.
It makes sense, dude. I don't need any. Yeah, I don't need any more explanation. I'm with it. Ba-bing. When I get it.
Ding.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Are you guys amazing team players? Or are you more selfish and ego driven?
Depends how much the prize is. Like rat race, if the three of us
are. You know where I see coffee and.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What?
This is what I want to say about coffee and teamwork. Don't you think that this sort of combination is, I would say, highlighted the most in the factories? Because could you imagine going in at 5:30 a.m. to your factory job, mechanical factory style job, and they got that big fucking pot of coffee there, you know, industrial size. Mm-hmm. With the big, you know, it's making like 20 cups, and everybody has their own mug, and they're all kind of stained, you know, because they barely get washed by the fucking cleaning staff that comes in. They're all fucking stained, but you have your own mug that you go into.
Why are you putting that on the cleaning staff, dude? They're working hard, too.
Whoops. Not at this factory. But I feel like that's where... Could you imagine doing that job not caffeinated, though, and being able to be a team player? That would be damn near impossible. That would be...
Right.
But I want to say this, too, man. If you didn't have your coffee or whatever coffee is to you, for some people that's just singing at the top of your lungs on the way to work. That's how you get your energy up, is just letting that out. I never stay too far from the sidewalk. Don't be afraid. What I'm saying is to come into work without that coffee, because sometimes it's going to take the team to bring that out of you.
Wow.
Okay.
Interesting. I mean, that's interesting. Man.
That's as much as I could speak on that. That's as much.
It's so funny, right? Substances and socialization, right?
Yeah.
In the morning, coffee helps you get the work kicked off. It helps ideas percolate. just as the coffee can percolate in the percolating stop machine. Middle of the day, lunch is a substance, right? Food is a substance. It's chemical. It brings you energy, keeps you going throughout the day. Now, on Fridays after work, or Thursdays after work, team happy hour, team dinners.
Wednesdays,
liquor,
Tuesdays.
Liquor and beer.
Monday.
And wine can help you socialize with and connect with your coworkers, right? So it's interesting how chemicals actually help us make those connections, build those highways in between us as individuals.
What's funny about that?
No, it's not funny. It's interesting.
It's very interesting. Activating basically interdimensional highways. It's almost like a toll booth, right? Instead of handing a toll worker $5, see where I'm going with this? You hand a synaptic toll booth worker fructose.
Right.
Now, or glycerine, glycinate, or alcohol.
Fat.
Is alcohol a straight up molecule? Straight up?
The alcoholic molecule? They're still searching for it.
That's a good children's book. When the dad disappears, you hand them the time to read this one. There's the birds and the bees.
Eric's putting Sierra Nevadas under a microscope that he bought off of Amazon.
That's my first DreamWorks movie that I'm starring in.
The ABB.
The alcohol molecule. You're all faded in the lab.
What's that book? Is there a book called The Love Molecule?
I'm sure there is. Well, we in the Patreon episode this week, we found out that there's 500 albums called Metamorphosis.
So Metamorphosis, right.
I would assume that there's everything has been fucking done before. And I'm sure there's a podcast on coffee and teamwork. There has to be. It was something we thought that was so original that has never been done before has probably been done thousands of times.
No one has ever thought to connect these.
But it's I'll tell not, you that right now. Let me just say, there's a reason that there's only four chords, four possible notes within the musical scale. It's because, and there's a reason that we still like music. And that's because it's not about the substance as much as it's about the beauty and the personalization behind it. So you could, if there was a rock wall and you saw somebody climb up that thing,
yeah,
you think, oh, I don't want to see somebody else do it. That's already been done. That's boring. But then you see them get up there and they're, you know, shaking a little bit or something. You see the humanity come out when they do it. That's why it's totally fine if you recreate something. I'm just getting a lot of hate right now in my videos. This is too much like this. This is too much like this. Jewish Conor O'Malley, yada, yada. But what I'm saying is it's beautiful. It's not stealing. It's not. There's no such thing as plagiarizing. It's just remixing, adaptation. Right. And my reps aren't talking to me anymore right now. But hit me back. Hit my line.
Yeah, well, we are a remix. Every human is a remix of two individuals.
Oh, a mashup.
A mashup, yeah.
I've been having this thought about people, right? Is that I feel like there's only a certain amount, like there's over 8 billion people? That's hella, right? However, you can meet someone new and be like, that they're just like this other type of person that I knew in college. Like they look different, but they fill the same slot in the social hierarchy here, and they have the same tendencies. Even though this person grew up in Indiana, this person grew up in Seattle, they are giving me the same spiritual vibe. But maybe they're a little high strung and they're a little this and that. Does this resonate with you guys?
So wait, are you
saying
that
there's like spiritual twins?
Like there's 8 billion people, yet there's probably really, when it comes down to it, if you group them, there's probably 12 people on the planet.
Yep.
You could pretty much only be 12 types of people.
There's the annoying guy. There's the handsome style spiritual gangsters like us. There's the brainiacs. There's the
BBWs.
The BBW. Well, yeah, right. There's BBWs around the whole world. There's
Hezbollah.
There's Hezbollah. No.
There's
Hezbollah.
Oh, I just said Hezbollah.
Is the guy?
No.
No.
So what you're saying is, and what I'm appreciating is, move on. What I'm appreciating is our affiliations will come out in time. what are we talking about? Types of people?
We're talking about spiritual twins. Oh, yeah. Spiritual groups.
Now, you got to be careful because you might meet somebody that's very good at reminding you of, you remind me of my best friend that I grew up with. So good to see you. Little do they, you know, that they don't have all of the same variables that line up. They like look like them. They eat like them. They breathe like them. But maybe they like stealing from your house.
I know what you mean. I know. That's when if you have a cat that passes away, you can't just get another one to fill that hole. Because even though there might be spiritual twins or across the whole world, and just a few spiritual groups of people, metaphorically speaking, everybody is different when it comes down to it. And that's what makes being alive so very interesting. Mm-hmm. But I don't think this applies to reptiles.
All reptiles are the fucking same, man. All animals.
Dude, that's why I keep getting that vibe that they're all the same.
I think you guys are fucking ignorant. Alligators? You think alligators have personalities like dogs and cats do?
No. Trust me.
Lana you guys are Del Rey's a new husband.
Put a Dorito in a motherfucking reptile exhibit and see how they interact with it differently. One of them's going to come smell it. One of them's going to just be the guy. I'm the lizard. You know me. I like to sit there and just lick it, but I'm never going to take a bite. Then somebody else, that's the scaredy lizard. They're going to go over here. Then you got the romantic lizard. Let me grab that thing and give it to my girl. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Lizards are dynamic. Lizards are very dynamic.
The romantic lizard?
Oh.
That's going to be Nate's first DreamWorks movie. The sexual lizard.
The romantic lizard born without a tongue.
How many times have you been denied entry to a zoo? How many times have you been denied entry from a zoo because you came in with a bag of Doritos and they're like
never. That's not funny. And never.
I haven't been to a zoo in a minute. I'll just say that right now.
Not a legal one.
You know, one of the greatest zoos in the world is about 2 hours away from you right now.
The San Diego Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go with me to there?
I've been before, and I'll tell you what. Am I freezing right now? Is my internet connection busted?
No, you're not.
Okay, I'm kind of chopping up.
If anyone's
right
freezing,
now.
It's Jack. Go ahead.
The fuck, man?
I went there, and I'll say that zoo is really disappointing. If that's the best zoo in the world, or one of the best zoos, I got a problem with zoos. Because, like, this is the best you could possibly offer. Are you fucking kidding me? You know what they do is they have the fucking star animal shit. There's, like, a red panda there that everybody wants to see. And they rely too heavily on one animal. Mm. And I don't care about one animal. I want to see all different types of animals. And I want to go into the bug room. And I want to see all different types of bugs and underwater creatures that light up in the dark room kind of thing. They don't have
bioluminescent.
That's an aquarium that you have to,
yeah, but I would need an aquarium. If it's the best zoo on the planet, it's got to have an aquarium as well on top of that in an aquatic section.
Do you know where it has popping zoos and aquariums?
Where?
Seattle Woodland Park Zoo is what it's called. I couldn't get enough of that shit growing up.
Wow.
They have so many good animals.
Good boy.
They have this really cool thing. It's the bat exhibit, the nighttime animals exhibit, and you go in and it's they have the sounds of the nighttime of a jungle or a forest or whatever, and you can see the bats hanging down and the nighttime sloths and whatever, and it's just very fond memories for me going into that place.
And what do you think about the What do you think about the treatment of the animals at zoos? Do you think they're...
It's good. It's totally fine. I feel like...
You know where the best zoo in the world is, right?
Huh.
Well, there actually are thousands, hundreds of thousands of them across America. Some of the buildings you might work in. And you can look in the windows and you can see the animals being trained by society. Click, 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 typing on the computer. You go in. See what I'm saying?
You're talking about corporate workplaces actually being zoos.
I'm talking about the zoo, human zoo. That's a great way to put it. That's what I surmise the workplace to be.
Yeah.
My head is filled with fossil theory.
What?
I just had a new theory. Sorry, my internet's kind of breaking up a little bit. But the what if these UAPs, these aliens that are disappearing and sort of reappearing, what if that is just a sort of, we're part of an intergalactic zoo? And they just pop in and that's them looking through, you know, the glass window that the chimps are in, and they're looking out, and why are all these people staring at me? Well, whatever, I'm gonna go back to fucking, you know, eating my shit or whatever monkeys do. And
so that's Earth Zoo theory.
That's the Earth Zoo theory.
Because there's prison Earth where all of our souls are being punished. We are actually greater interdimensional beings, but we've done some illegal crimes, and now we have to live life as a third dimensional style creature instead of a fourth, fifth dimension style creature. So that one is possible.
I came to that conclusion on my own the first time I hit the gravity bong out of a family sized Propel bottle. You understand?
Out of the berry Propel.
By the way, there's somebody out here. There's a tactician keeping track of all of our theories and hypotheses, right?
Please write these down, like, please.
For the love of God, if you care about
the future, keep track of these because
we can't possibly keep track of all of these fucking experiments and scientific theories that we have.
No, there's too much going on up here.
So what is that? The Earth Zoo theory. That could shock the whole system, dude. Somebody get that to somebody at MIT, please.
Please get this to a scientist.
Is there anybody at MIT?
Is there anyone at MIT that
listens to this podcast?
That's what I want to know. I want to know how many Ivy Leaguers are listening to this and studying this and writing down analyses on what we're concocting conversationally.
What is that one like blue sky area of MIT where they can kind of just like, it's like very highly experimental.
You're not supposed to know about that, man.
What does that mean?
I told you that in confidence, all right?
No, hold on a second. What the fuck are you guys talking about, man? Because I've heard of something like this, but I didn't know the name of it.
What is that called,
Blue Sky.
Dude, for real, it's...
Project Blue Sky. We got the smartest 19-year-olds in the country.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is get us a room in that building.
Right.
And give us all... We'll do it low budget, too. We don't even need that much money. A lot of these projects, I bet they cost billions of dollars to look into AI. This is where they develop, you know, the first nugget of technologies that seed out, you know, the
right.
Just give a... So watch what we do with 35 grand.
Oh, dude. With 35 grand, we could solve thirst. I think, and I mean that in terms of water, yes, and hydration, but I also mean that in terms of desire.
We remove the biological desire for thirst.
You talking about rabies? When you get rabies? And
no,
get
I'm talking about no more? Thirst, as in sexual thirst. You see what I'm saying?
Lust
thirst.
You talking about the anti-lustual potion development process? Of course. MIT. MIT.
Yeah.
Anti-lustual. Yeah. Just give. Yeah. Don't even give us a budget. Just give us a $13 each a day stipend for Seamless. Give us.
We still have to pay like $6 with the tax and tip.
All we need is one fucking petri dish, one fucking Bunsen burner, one thing of lube, no reason, and one, maybe one wad of rubber bands, mm-hmm. and then leave us, let us
and
cook.
And a 24-inch LCD fucking flat screen
mm-hmm.
TV.
And a Bluetooth.
And a PS4.
And a sound system.
And I'll tell you what, yeah, the first couple years of this, we won't come up with shit, all right? And there's going to be a lot of pressure from the funding, the financiers of it. What the fuck are these guys doing? They're not.
Yeah.
Dude, just give us some time. Give us some time.
Let us cook. Literally, let us be cooking.
And then there's going to be a point where it seems like they left the country. They haven't been here in a while. Just wait.
Just wait, man. We're studying.
You're 35
grand.
They're still on fucking payroll. What the fuck is...
Nah. What they don't know is we're atop a mountain in Nepal gathering special secret frozen herbs from thousands of years ago.
Well, people don't understand the Tibetan roots of Joy Tactics, yada, yada.
Oh, I know. We haven't gotten into it for a reason.
We have to go to Tibet. We have to go to fucking Tibet, dude.
Shout out to Tibetan dumplings.
Oh, yeah. Shout out.
Oh, the silent podcast?
Can you imagine the statement... We come out with the silent podcast in Tibet, where we're like talking, like, you know, that would shock the, we're mouthing the words, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like that would make a statement, you know, to the world.
Do you know what's a fucking skill, by the way, just to take this in a new direction, is fake talking on camera. If you are a background actor and you have to go like this to someone else. And you got to be doing that all day. That is crazy. That's a hard thing to do.
That seems like a really funny YouTube channel for somebody to like. That's good at like deciphering people's like mouth words, like giving
lip reading.
Lip reading. Yes, thank you.
Of course.
That would be hilarious to have a whole entire shows that were just the background lip readings of what they're actually
Oh, you're talking
saying.
About...
Because you know they're saying some crazy shit.
Oh, yeah.
This is where my Adult Swim aesthetic, ability to dive into that aesthetic can come in. Because what if there was literally a sitcom called Mouth Noise House? You see what I'm saying?
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Mouth Noise House. Adult Swim.
Welcome this morning.
You know what to do.
Remember when they thought we were background... actors on The Bear, Jack.
That was incredible. Because literally we are on, not just on set, but our shot is like up next. And they're mm-hmm. positioning the extras for our amazing shot. Amazing shot. By the way, we haven't shouted out the f-stop on that scene. The aperture. The ISO. That was a beautiful shot. But they were setting up the background mm-hmm. actors. And they were grabbing Eric, swinging you around by the ear.
Which is so funny because it's like you take one look at me and it's like I respect background people immensely. But you take one look at me and it's just like so very clear that I'm going to be on the poster of that thing someday. Right. You know what I'm saying?
It's like James Franco. They said this guy's too hot to be in Freaks and Geeks. Yeah, let's put him in the Green Goblin.
It's the amount of charm and draw that I have is disturbing almost to producers. That's why they've tried to keep me in the shadows until now. So,
and you're very humble.
It's just very interesting.
Humble to let that happen because I was on set. I was going, I'm not one of these fuckers. I'm not one of these fuckers. We might be getting paid the same, but I'm not like them. I got skill. I got talent. And then that's how I got on, man.
Yep.
Yep,
man.
People don't understand there is a hierarchy in everything you do in Hollywood. When you're on set, there is a call sheet. Who's number one on the call sheet? And people don't understand what this is. This is a PDF that's sent out the day before a shoot.
Yep.
And there is a ranking, literally, of people. Who's the most important person? Number one. That's the star of the show, and that's what they say. Who's number one on the call sheet?
On the call sheet, right.
So they're immediately from the get-go, before you even arrive on set, there is a hierarchy that is put in place. Here's the people that are fucking dog shit who don't mean anything, and here's the people who matter, okay? Right. Do you understand that? That's what they say to you the night before. So you show up, and you better know your fucking place.
Oh, you better get it right.
You better know exactly.
Oh,
you better know who to respect and who to disrespect.
Now, where I'm changing the game is, and this is why they're afraid to give me my own show, this is why they're afraid to let me get in Hollywood, is because we have something on my sets called a lowerarchy. You see what I'm saying? Where the call sheet starts with the least. And by the way, same thing. If you're a star of the show, you get back of the line, bro. You're getting lunch last. You might not even get it. You might just have to have a fucking grip.
I gotta do my scene, dude.
You might have to. No. I don't care. No, you don't. Trust me. You do not have to. And if you fucking talk to me that way again, I'm going to have the fucking best boy, a.k.a. best girl on this shit. Fucking stick your finger in an electrical socket. See how you like that. Try acting when you got electricity shooting up your fucking ear like that. Okay? So we're changing. It's a revolution. You can't spell revolution without
Ocean.
Yeah. All right.
Ocean.
Elation.
Guess what? On my sets, we don't even gender that role. It's called the best person.
Thank you.
Well, that's a step too far.
So I feel like there's just so many things in Hollywood that are so archaic. Just the title wise.
Let's change it. Let's change Hollywood now.
The notion of archaism.
Please make it change.
Well, you notice what words can you make out of the word Hollywood? See what I'm saying? Those letters? Hollywood? Yeah. Hollow, I bet.
Oh, okay. Wow.
What else? Luau, wood. Yao, remember that word? A lot of people
This is a New York Times game that I feel like I should be buying this right now that I play. You play this one?
Howl.
I'm just tripped up on that first one that you said, hollow. Yeah. And I'm trying to understand what that means for our industry.
Well, dude.
This is tricky. I might need some time with that one. If you don't
I feel like,
mind,
Eric,
give me a couple weeks.
If you're on a hike and you see the Hollywood sign, do you stop and stare for...
I get very emotional.
Notice that thing's white, by the way. Interesting.
Oh,
that's certainly
that doesn't surprise me.
A coincidence.
At all.
Interesting.
There are no coincidences.
You know who
in
else
Hollywood.
Is white? Orson Welles.
Right.
Yeah.
Just remembering that. I'm just remembering how he looked.
You know, if you add up the dialogue numerically on every Orson Welles movie, it adds up to 666.
No one's told me that. He's only had 666 lines across his whole career.
Something like that. All right, so let's take this back to coffee and teamwork, just to sum it up.
How did we get here?
So these are things we're rocking with. It's no mistake.
Oh,
we
like
dissect
them.
Them and demolish them because we care about them and we want to test their fortitude. But ultimately, we are rocking with coffee. Even if you order a vanilla bean with no caffeine in it, you know,
can
you
I propose something?
My car.
Yeah. What?
Can I propose something, please? Because I know there's somebody that out there that works at a Fortune 500 company that's working, that's listening to this podcast right now. Mm-hmm. Please let us come into your next Q2, Q4 sales meeting or company meeting and let us just freestyle inspire you on some topic like this, like just something business related on how we
please.
Can grow your revenue, but we're not going to have a script. We're not going to pitch you on what the topic is. Just let us come up to your company and just kind of flounder for like 2 hours talking about.
And the fee is going to be a little bit shocking at first, but that shit will be talked about for years to come.
And that's existential.
No
things that cost more than the money you have are worth it because it keeps the existential definition of ownership in your hands.
And let me say this. You know what brings people together like nothing else? Tragedy. You saw how New Yorkers got together after 9/11. There was a shared bond and experience. Now, I'm not saying we're going to do something like that at your company's, you know, in some banquet hall in front of your company. But what I'm saying is,
you crash a plane into a banquet hall.
No, I'm not. No, that wouldn't even be possible. But what I'm trying to get at here is that I think that if we are so bad and it's such an awful experience that people walk away from it and that's all they can talk about for days is, what the fuck was that? You paid them what? They paid them what to do that? To say those things? Treat a couple people in a really poor way on stage and humiliate them in front of everybody? And everybody in the company's talking about it. And now they have that shared experience, and now they're putting that into their pipeline sales projection for that month.
And now they open up the Forbes 500 list and they go, oh, we're not on that shit anymore. You ruined it. You ruined the whole company. Why? Why? Then, the Forbes 1000 first ever company comes the fuck out. Oh, nobody thought to be more than 500. Well, we did it. And I don't know what that 500 also, means. What is that 500?
And also we refuse.
It's the 500 top companies. So you're essentially thinking about.
All right, other way then. The Forbes 250.
Man. Well, so we fucking. I want to say this about teamwork. Teamwork's great, but don't be afraid to take it all for yourself when you need to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't be afraid to do that shit yourself, and do not wait for your friends and your coworkers to get on board for an idea or project that you have. Go and get that shit yourself.
Yeah. Yep. It's called teamwork, not team result. You see what I'm saying? Not team.
Right.
Benefit.
Everybody's.
Okay. So use the team to get the work, and then get it. It's not team rewards. See what I'm saying? Reward yourself. Use the team. Reward yourself.
Here's what I'll say. There's a time to be the Bulls, and there's a time to be Michael Jordan.
Wow.
Who was a Bull?
Who was a Bull. But the Bulls are, you know, a unit.
He's also a wizard.
Michael Jordan is in it. He's also a wizard, yeah. Shh. Yeah.
All right. Joy speaking wise, just rattle it off. It doesn't have to be one, too, by the way. We could do, like, a joy, what gave you joy, and just kind of, like, everybody just popcorn this shit. What gave you joy? Oh, sleep. What else? Oh, food. What else? See?
Well,
it doesn't have to be so important.
Maybe we should do that, but I'll say just one to start off. Last night, we were coming home from a function, me and Eric, and we were kind of twisted. The driver was not. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to get my bike out of Eric's Honda CRV, and it was just like taking so long. And there's just something fun about just being, I don't know. I was just laughing at how kind of faded I was in the moment, and how I was so incapable of like, I feel like we could have done that in like 30 seconds. Just if we completely were sober, but it was just taking so long to get my bike out of your
it was hella hard trunk. Well, here's what I was thinking about in the moment, where it's like, I know this shit is gonna get out, but I at the moment do not how that's gonna I do not know how that's gonna happen. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right
So that was making me laugh too. Interesting.
Yeah, it was fun. And the Big Mac. I'll give another one. The chicken Big Mac. Come on.
Mm.
Come on.
I'm experiencing jealousy for this whole evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Well, you would have experienced that if you moved here.
What? I wouldn't.
If you lived here.
Well, I need that fuel, unfortunately, for what I'm going through right now.
Right.
So then, joy-wise... this song's coming along.
Play. Oh shit, we got a original.
Made it up.
Wow.
Wow, I'm gonna have to listen to that. Right, right.
We can't. Once
the shit comes out, I'm listening to that.
Just know that
I'm gonna film my reaction.
The original piece, Eric.
Wow,
my joy is very, very simple. Okay. Let's see. Gosh. It's got to be that party we went to last night. That was really here's the thing that I really liked. There was that outdoor fire going on. Okay, there was a fire pit, and you could smell the wood burning, and you could smell some people smoking cigarettes, and you're having a for me tequila over ice, talking to some people I hadn't seen in a long time. That's what life's really about for me. Okay,
tequila snacks, over rice.
Hella snacks. No, I did not say that. So yeah, that's it for me. And what an amazing episode. Another one in the books. Can't believe we're doing it. We haven't given up on this shit, and we never will.
First try. A lot of people are going to think, did you do this yesterday and it didn't go so well, so that's going to be the bonus episode, and this one, thank God, is a little more listenable, so this will be Monday's episode? No, it's not the case. It's not the case, so shut up.
No.
Yeah.
We're done. And we're done. Stop listening. Turn it off now.
That's it. No. Goodbye.
More. Have an amazing week, everybody. Peace.
Bye.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media, where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.